doing is you'll probably have to debug the protocol yourself. Basically build a breakout box, try to figure out what its speed is. Once you do that, try to figure out how it's set up. I don't know, you know, if it's async or sync. My bet is it's asynchronous. But, and probably some reasonable baud rate, even if it's high, it's something reasonable that you can figure out. I think you can find out it's 4800 II. Alright. By the way, with 10:55 left in the third, it's still Rangers 1, Montreal nothing, in a elimination game for Montreal if they don't win. Alrighty. So, anybody else? Alrighty, I just want to point out that last weekend I had the opportunity to get on the air again on HF and on 6 and had some fun with on 40. Little on 20 and little on 6. Bands were pretty decent, especially on 6, in advance of the, you know, advance of that storm that came rolling through here. And even after. And, got the 5-top all squared away, updated the Flex software to 2.7 dot, God knows whatever it is, current software for the PowerSDR. And, oh, gee, that was great. So, done that and, having a ball doing that. Encourage others to get on the air. It's a great time of the year, especially for VHF and UHF, not to mention even the HF bands. Even if conditions aren't particularly wonderful, but, you know, get out there and make noise. I had a great time, and I've been leaving, the Flex on for now a week, just about a week, continuously, on my desktop computer. It's like keep a Flex panel up on my second monitor and still have room for other little administrivia in the back. As a second monitor, it's great. Tell you a quick funny story. I had, my colleagues were asking, what is that, sound in the background? I didn't even notice. I'd forgotten that the volume was up on that receiver and, it was rather amusing. So, I tuned it in a little better, raised the volume, and gave them a little sense of what single sideband sounds like when tuned properly. And we're listening to a station in the UK in the late afternoon. That was kind of fun on 40. So then I switched to the other frequency and got somebody down in the West Indies somewhere, I forget where, but just tuning around, and that made an impression as well. All right, with no further ado, anybody else have anything for the net?
WI2W?
Mr. Steve, go right ahead.
Yeah, I had to step out for a few minutes in the middle, but just a note, if anybody's looking for those low-temperature aluminum welding rods, Harbor Freight carries them. You get 8 for around $15 or so. So just something to add. And with that, good night, WI2W.
Those rods are the ones that are essentially the same as what John was talking about. And you can use your propane or your MAP gas torch to rock their world.
Yes, it's just a little above 700 degrees, the melting point 720. I think the web page is down now.
Yeah, one thing you might want to look at for using those is go look on YouTube on watch somebody else do it and, you know, see if they, make a reference to Aluma alloy welding rods and what they're welding. Just do a YouTube search, and you'll probably get a short video. You probably get some junk in there, but you probably get some good stuff too. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's all good and well worth looking at. Anyway, I hope that provides some usefulness to everybody. Anybody else? Alrighty, well, I'm going to go find out what the dog did or did not do. I think my wife fell asleep, and I think the dog wanted to go out, so I got to go fix that. We have a young puppy in the house, and he's trying to do the right thing, but sometimes he doesn't. I'm just going to go check out the household, make sure there's nothing untoward left behind, if you know what I mean, or left behind by the behind. And when I come back, I'll check for anybody's request to join the Yahoo group, and if that's all squared away, I'll take that into account. Actually, I don't see any requests this evening, so I'm assuming that the answer is no. So if anybody wants to, you'll have a couple of minutes to square that away before I send out the report in a couple of minutes. Alrighty, so thanks everybody for their time and effort today, and it's been a fun net tonight. And just before I close, is there anybody else that want to add anything or check in or do whatever else? Again, I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, but you, Senator Peter, all you guys for your lovely contributions. It's been a very fine net tonight. Nice to have an 80-minute plus net, and we'll look forward to working you. For those who know, I'll be in and out of the repeaters all weekend doing all sorts of things, and we're having fun. So take care and God bless everybody. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, your net control, signing clear and returning the repeater. Turn on my amateur radio use. Bye-bye.
It sounds terrible a lot of times, too.
Yep, just got in the car, headed home. So I stopped in and went up.
You're right, now the repeater sounds terrible to me unless you're in a bad spot, Steve. Like, I didn't get too much of that. I think you said, you're in your car, and I knew that, and going home.
I tend to lose a repeater over here. It's very close to the South Shore. I'm almost up on top of the Atlantic, but I lose the repeater over here sometimes.
Yeah, I got that transmission, no problem. Little noise, but not bad. Would you have a tough night?
I had a terrible night. I felt bad, I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway, at least it's over and the weekend has begun. And I actually have work for tomorrow, and I need a helper. It's actually kind of a big job, and I may have to pass if I can't get a helper.
Oh, Jesus, that's a shame. Oh, you can't dig anybody up, huh?
Well, part of the problem was it came in tonight, kind of last minute. I only found out about like 8 o'clock, and I didn't have much time to really get anybody, you know. They want me to move three big, they're portable AC units. They're on wheels. And the problem is, it's like a three-story walk-up. And AC here, and like a big whiteboard. And that's about it. And it's at Union Square in the city. So it's not that hard a trip for me. And it's just finding somebody to help.
Yeah, that'll be tough to lose that money, that's for sure.
Yep, they estimated it would take about 3 hours the most. And, you know, the person who helps me would get like $100.
Where's your nephew from last Saturday?
He's still in school. He graduates real soon. But he still has school. So I can't have him miss school to help me.
Cheney 2 VOR. No, you wouldn't want that. So I guess you're going to lose it then, huh?
Yep, that'd be real crappy. I'll tell you that. Damn detour over here put me going east when I need to go west. So I gotta get off the next exit and loop around. Just give me a second. KB2TI in mobile. Yeah, they do these late night construction projects and they close off my roads.
Yeah, I know. Charlie's been hitting that around Route 46, I think, somewhere in that area. He's been hitting the same problem, I think.
That's okay. I'll have a little more time to talk. I'm going to go local. I don't want to jump back on the highway now.
So did you get your shack back together yet?
That was the plan for today.
Debbie was real busy this weekend, Steve. I got everything ready to take pictures of that radio, but she's going to do it over the weekend for me because between work and she stayed home a couple days to clean the house. So she said Sunday she'll take care of that for me.
Okay. You really want the local
rep? Yeah, for the price tag you had on it, I want to fool around with it. What the heck? I waste more money than what you want for that thing. I want to fool around with it. I've been reading online, and I just want to see what I can do with it. If it's a, I don't care. It could be a parts radio, you know.
Yeah, I know. I think I know what you read. I saw something about tightening screws and cleaning it. And I tried it the last time, and nothing came of it. Well, it did work again, but we had that noise issue that me and Charlie both had. And then one day when they turned it on, it had to be like an S7 for it to receive anything.
I read another article about a regulating transistor inside of it. I took mine apart and saw where it was. I read another article. I'm not saying that's the issue, but I did find something else, too.
Okay, well, no problem. Funny enough, right after you asked me, and I mean right after you asked me, Kenny Mack asked me. So I said, oh, I already told Rocky yes. So But I don't want to have you pay for shipping. That's kind of crazy. So, we'll kind of, you know, you want to get the guys together or something, and I'll drive out, you know, see and say hello to everybody, and I'll just bring it with me, unless you're in a rush.
No, I'm in no rush. I just want to see you waste the gas to come all the way out here. What the heck, if it's packed in a very, very small box and ship it the cheapest way you can ship it, what the heck could it cost? Come on.
Very true. So, yeah, I was thinking, though, I'd have you try to sell that meter and the Galaxy, and we'll call it even. You know, if you want to put that up for sale for me, and I'll just give it to Yolinko as an exchange.
All right, very good. We'll talk and see. Maybe the guys want to stop down again since the weather's a little nicer. It's a little warmer. You know, I got the doors open instead of being cooped up with the doors closed and air and the heat on. All right, let's do it that way. But Debbie's going to take the pictures of that Galaxy this weekend, and I'm going to get it up on at her house. I'll put it up on the block. But I got to wait for her because I don't know how to use that camera.
Okay, Rocky, I'm pulling up in front of the QTH right now, and they usually stop and pull out. KB2TIA Mobile.
Okay, very good. That last transmission was fine. Talk to you later, KD2BOR.
Go to 442-900. It's pretty noisy.
You're a little noisy to me, too. I'll meet you there. KD2BOR.
N1LU.
Volume control. Now you sound like Charlie. The audio coming out of that other repeater is a little lower.
Yeah, it is, but when I'm on the Merritt Parkway, it sounds nicer than the 955. 955 is very noisy, even with the full-scale reading on my radio. It breaks up a lot. The 440 machine is a lot smoother, a lot quieter, even though I get less of it in the S meter reading. So it comes in handy, but now I should be fine.
Yeah, Steve was on this morning on the way home. He was very noisy into the machine. At one point, he couldn't even hear. He couldn't hear it. Then he got in his driveway. He sounded better, but it was real bad.
Yeah, and you'd think he'd be a lot better now with a better radio. I don't know what he's using for an antenna.
He just has that small bank mount on his truck. He was saying something last week. He's got to do something about a better antenna because that one's just not making it.
A little police activity over here. Three or four cop cars, some guy standing next to his car in handcuffs, and they're rifling through the trunk. Somebody's not going to have a good day.
No, that's for sure. I wouldn't want to be in his position right now.
I've got to start shopping around for a tri-band mag mount. Actually, what I should probably do, if I'm going to bring a mobile to California, I should probably just get a dual band. Actually, I have a dual bander at home. Give Don back his mag mount so he can get into the 220 machine if we ever have to go over there. Because I still got 2 months to go before I go away. I hate holding on to his antenna for that long and then keeping it another 2 weeks. I just have to make a decision. I'm trying to send out an email to the ARRL. See if they can give me any suggestions on traveling on a plane with a radio. I don't want to get to the airport and then they tell me you can't bring that with you, because then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
I don't see why you can't bring it. I wouldn't see any hassle on that. You got your small ID card that you keep in your wallet. It shows your license and everything. Come on, people carry more stranger things on an airplane and worrying about a radio that's not going to be hooked up and not used.
Yeah, I know, and I've talked to people that travel by airlines all the time, and then they brought radio equipment on board with them. Never had an issue with the TSA.
What's the worst they can do when they scan it? Make you open it up? You're not carrying a bomb.
Yeah, well, they don't know that. No, I think what they usually do is they wipe it down with some sort of a pad to see if it shows any signs of explosives.
Well, I guess this is what it came to after 9/11. We got caught with our pants down. Now we got to be careful.
Yeah, rather be safe than sorry. Look what Dick went through. That's all because of 9/11.
Yeah, that's got to be real aggravating. Just sitting there. Time just doesn't go by when you're just sitting there and then you're starting to fume that you're being held up over some a-hole.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at least I'm glad I have a smartphone. it'll keep me occupied for a while. That happens to us.
N1OU, KD2BOR. Well, let's hope it doesn't. You don't need that aggravation on top of everything else.
KD2BOR, N1LU Mobile, Major Deegan. Boy, cops all over the place today.
Well, it's sure better than having them sitting in a Dunkin' Donuts. At least they're out doing their job.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, boy. Well, at least it's a Friday, so I can't wait to get the hell out of here. Try to enjoy some of my weekend. My pool's coming along. I ran it again yesterday for 5 or 6 hours, and it's going through it. It's starting to smell like a pool instead of a cesspool. And I can actually start to see the bottom. It's a little cloudy, but I can see the bottom, so still got my work cut out for me. I haven't done anything about the leaves on the bottom. I'm waiting until I can see. That way I know exactly where I've got to scoop up.
Did you put the shock into it?
Yeah, I put shock into it. I put 4 bags of shock. Not all at the same time. One every other day. And I've also put in 2 gallons of bleach. Not to mention pH increase. The shock and the chlorine. I've got chlorine tablets in there. You know, it's over chlorinated right now, just to help kill whatever's in there.
Well, once it starts getting warmer and the sun starts beating on it, that don't take long to get rid of that chlorine.
Just reading these electronic signs that they have over here, talking about something with the Brooklyn Bridge. Luckily, that's not going to affect me. Boy, traffic's pretty heavy this morning for some reason.
Maybe people are getting an early start because they want to get away for the weekend.
Yeah, who the heck knows? Well, one more turn and I got the, I'll have the bridge in sight. I didn't really hear the traffic all that well. I listened to 1010. 1010 doesn't do as good a job with traffic information as 880 does. All right, there's the bridge. I don't see any traffic. There we go. Okay, looking for traffic going in my direction. It's moving. Not great, but it's moving.
KD2BOR with N1OU. I don't know how you do it. I did that 87 South coming back from Yonkers when I came back from the test. And I tell you, even daylight, I was worried about where I was going, watching those nuts on the road. That was about, I don't remember what time it was, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't remember, but I hate driving.
I actually don't mind driving anymore. It's enjoyable. I haven't been doing it as long as you. I didn't start till I was 28. You probably started as a teenager.
You know, I just thought of something, Charlie. You're looking around for a magnetic mount antenna. You've got everything. You got that Wilson 1000 I gave you. You screw the top off. It's got a UHF connector there. You could put any dual band antenna you want on that magnetic mount right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when I realize I'll just get a, if I just go with the dual bander, I've got that covered. I was only thinking of 220 if I was just going to use the HT. But I'll bring both radios. I'll bring the HT and a mobile radio, and I'll use the mobile in the car and the HT when I'm walking around.
I remember one day last summer I was talking to you from Debbie's house on the HT. I had the Wilson mount, and I had that dual band antenna on top of my grill.
Sorry about that. I was underneath the apartment. Jesus. Same damn pothole. I keep hitting the freaking thing. They haven't filled it yet. Anyway, I'm on the lower level of the George. KD2BOR N1LU.
I'm looking at tri-band antennas, just surfing around. Man, you can't find anything cheap enough.
Diamond has a has two. They're actually the same antenna, just two different mounts, UHF and an NMO. But they want close to $70 for that antenna, and that's without the mount. I've got the mount, but I'm almost tempted to get that. It's just I don't really have $70 to throw away right now.
Yeah, I'm looking on eBay, and I'm looking at Comets. But the Comets are all showing 50, 146, and 440. Nothing with 220.
Yeah, even the one that Don gave me to use, I can't even find that. I think that's an Anley or something. But yeah, they're few and far between tri-band mag mount antennas. But like I said, Diamond's got a halfway decent one, although the reviews aren't all that great on it.
Which one is that, the 320?
Yeah, it's got a similar number to the tri-band rubber duck, but it's, it's a mobile antenna.
Yeah, that's the one I got on the door of my truck. It was the first antenna I ever bought. I never had any problem with that antenna. Doing great on 220, and I used it on the 2 meters and 440. I never had a problem with it. Always, there's a compromise there when you're going so many bands, but I never had a problem with that, and they got a good SWR.
Yeah, right out of the box, no adjusting. That's the black antenna, that one?
Black, and it folds, just like our antennas, like my other Diamond in the back. It folds over.
Yeah, where'd you get yours? Do you remember?
I have no clue, Charlie. That was 2 years ago. I bought the 400 mount. I bought the C110 SMA extension cable, and I bought the antenna all one shot.
Yeah, I think the cheapest I saw was in the mid-60s. Yeah, maybe I should just make the investment, bring that. Then I don't have to worry about it. I know I got a decent antenna. I can give Don back his mag mount. I've got several mag mounts that I can take with me.
Yeah, I'm looking around on eBay now. They're showing the HT 320, the SRH 320A. They're showing that one, but I haven't found anything else.
Yeah, I forgot the model number of that antenna that you have. It might be like a CR 320 or something.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head what it is, but I know it says 320. That I'm definitely sure about.
It's a beautiful day yesterday. It's all cloudy right now. I hear there's a 30% chance of rain today and tomorrow.
What else is new?
Well, I'm not going to be too late. Technically, I won't be late at all, but I always like starting at 3, so I can get out of there by noon. But on Friday, all the big shots, they end up leaving early anyway. So I have a good chance of getting out early.
You never know. The day will fly by, you won't even know it.
Yeah, I got to keep myself busy. If I hang out in the foreman office too long, I end up falling asleep. We're starting to doze off. I just have to keep myself occupado.
Still make your breakfast when you get in there in the morning?
I knew I forgot something, yes. I forgot my bread. My two slices of light whole wheat bread. I'll miss that. I enjoy the toast with the eggs.
Yeah, I used to like that. My mother used to make the bread with the hole in the middle and put an egg. That's what I called it. That was real good.
KD2BOR N1LU, now I got my little detour here in Little Ferry.
That diamond antenna that I got on my truck is a CR320A.
Oh, that's right. Geez, my memory's gotten much better. Yeah, CR320A. And then they have an NMO version of that, too. But I wouldn't want to get that because I don't have an NMO mount. I actually do have a mag mount, an old Larson mag mount NMO, but the mag that keeps falling out, it's not in the best of shape.
I forget what I paid for that antenna. I think it had to be about $70. I can't remember. Debbie's probably got the invoice around somewhere.
Yeah, I'm probably better off doing what I said. Just use the HT around town. You know, for whatever 220 machine I can get into. And just bring a dual band mag mount and my dual band radio. Put the mag mount, you know, break down the antenna. At least one section, put that in my suitcase with the mag mount, and carry on the dual band radio.
Universal is getting $74.95 for that antenna.
Yeah, and that's without shipping. I bet you shipping brings it up to $80.
It wasn't cheap, I'll tell you. Between the mount and the K400 had to be about $70-something. The antenna was $70-something, and I forget how much that C110 SMA cable was. But that was a pretty hefty bill when that came in.
Yeah, if I recall, that C110's about $30 or $40, somewhere around there. Yeah, you know, if I get that CR320A, the only time I'll be using it is my vacation. Even if I get a mobile 220 in the car, I've already got an antenna for that. So, I think that's what I'll do. I'll contact Don maybe next week. I'll see him. I'll try to make plans to see him and give him back his mag mount. And I'll just do the dual band mag mount deal. And bring my mobile radio and be done with it. Bring the HT for walking around and hanging out at the condo.
You don't remember the model number of that. Is that the Comet you borrowed from him?
No, I think it's an Anley or an ANI or something. It's one of them, one of those copycat companies.
Oh, that's like the antenna I got the brand on the roof here. I got the Anley A300, basically the same as the Comet and all them.
Yeah, it seems to be a decent antenna. The WR was low on all three bands. But at least this way, if we want to go to 220, Don can join us, you know, in the morning.
Yeah, I said that to him the other day when he was trying to get in with his HT. I said, don't you have a mag mount or something you could use? That's, I forgot that he lent it to you.
Yeah, I'll have to make plans to see him during the week. I haven't seen Georgie in a while, so maybe I'll make plans for one day during the week. I think his schedule has opened up considerably since he's retired.
KD2BOR with N1LU. I think I found the antenna. I could be wrong. On Amazon, Anley DC-124H tri-band mobile antenna.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be it. Is that just an antenna or is that with a mag mount too?
No, this is just showing the antenna. Amazon has it for $69.98.
Yeah, that's not much different than the diamond.
No, if I had it my way, if I had to purchase one, which I don't have to, I would go with the diamond first.
Yes, absolutely. KD2BOR. 91LU, just around the corner from work.
Don't you wish you were just pulling out of work and going back home?
Oh yeah, me and my eyes. My eyes are burning right now. Trying to keep them open. I wish I had some Vaseline. some Visine. I think I'd look pretty stupid with Vaseline on my eyes.
Would you believe I went to E-Ham on that antenna, the Anley, and believe it or not, it's getting an overall rating of 5.05.
Wow, that's interesting. How many reviews on it? A couple of pages or like two?
Yeah, I didn't look at that. There's only one review.
Yeah, probably the guy that makes the antenna. Yeah, you got to check that out. Sometimes you'll get a real high review, and then you look, and there's like two or three individuals, not pages. The more pages you have with the better review, the better off you are. But yeah, that's funny. 5.0, but only one guy reviewed it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I tell you, it's hard to find those antennas. The only one I'm finding Anley listed here, places that we're used to buying stuff, is Advanced Specialty.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's where Don got his. Anyway, I'm here at work, Rock. I gotta run, so let me park and get the hell out of here. Talk to you later. Have a good day. KD2BOR N1LU Mobile.
All right, Charlie, have a good day. I'm looking at the clock. I gotta start moving myself. KD2BOR clear.
N1LU clear.
CTC listening.
W2BLB with the CBS Retirees Net, which meets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And we're trying to establish contact with KC2ZUM because the EchoLink connection on this machine is not working this morning. So, Alan, try it on the frequency if you're hearing me okay. KC2ZUM, W2BLB.
W2BLB, KC2ZUM, now copy.
Okay, we hear you. It's a little noisy, but your voice is coming through over it. So either way, if you're going to switch over to the direct connection with me on EchoLink, just let me know. And then what I'll do is I'll hold my mic next to the computer speaker here, so you'll be, I will retransmit you into the net. So, okay, well, we have KC2ZUM with us on RF this morning, and as a backup, we are connected directly to each other on EchoLink due to the fact that we have no other way of getting into the machine. All right, any other check-ins for the net this morning, please come now.
AC2T, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Paul. AC2T with us. Anyone else?
K2BIE.
Good morning, George. K2BIE. Any other check-ins?
N2NBR.
Hey, good morning, John. N2NBR. Anyone else?
WA2ZNT. Good morning, Bob.
Okay, good morning, Josephine. WA2ZNT. By the way, I tried looking up that White Rabbit line, and it's not in my book, so I'm sorry about that. I didn't go any further, like trying to see if there was a listing on the computer or whatever, but I can get to that when I have additional time. All right, any other check-ins for the net? Come now, please.
KD2CYX.
Okay, good morning, Vinny. KD2CYX. Any others?
WB2OXU.
Hey, good morning, Bill. WB2OXU. One more try. Any other check-ins for the CBS net? We're standing by.
N2AIR.
Hey, good morning, Greg. N2AIR. Good to hear you again. Anyone else? WI2LYP, are you with us this morning? It's not. Okay, well, we'll give it another try after we get through our list. Anyway, good morning to all. This is W2BLV, Net Control for the CBS Retirees Net. And we have another good list this morning here. We have Alan, KC2ZUM, who is going to be on RF, but if that doesn't work out, I will try to retransmit him through the EchoLink connection. And we have Paul, AC2T. We have George, K2BIE. We have John, N2NBR. Josephine, WA2ZNT. Vinny, KD2CYX. Bill, WB2OXU. And Greg, N2AIR. So that's the way it stands at this point. And well, we have, according to my outdoor digital thermometer, we have 70 degrees here this morning, even though the heat was on at 9 o'clock. 55% humidity, and the barometer is 30.00. I haven't seen that. I don't think I've ever seen that reading before on my barometric pressure indicator here. And we have bright sunshine, blue skies, and the blossoms on the tulip tree, the two little tulips are in full bloom today, and fully opened, and in the bright sunshine, it really looks very pretty. And for those of you that are not aware, the tulip tree is a member of the magnolia family, so if you know what a magnolia flower looks like, these are yellow, as opposed to being whitish, more whitish. So, anyway, they're out. Not too much else to report. We got a good list. So with that, let's try Alan again. KC2ZUM with the CBS net. W2BOB. Go ahead, Alan.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM. Before I go any further, Bob, is this any better? I hooked up the desk mic into the rig. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, that brought your audio up at a higher level. It sounds much better. Go ahead.
Thank you. W2BOB, KC2ZUM. Go ahead and dust this thing off. I haven't used it in a while. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to patch in the amp, so for my next go around, hopefully I'll be a little better. I haven't been using the amp because everything is indoors now. I'm really not too comfortable using all that kind of power inside, but I'm just going to try it and see what it does on the next go around. Hopefully I should have it on. So good morning to the group. It's sunny up here. Might be a little warm. I don't know. It's a seesaw lately, and I think everybody's been getting the same thing, you know, warm, hot, cold, rain, whatever. So I think that's pretty much what the summer's going to be, and if it is, that's a scary thing. And also, I just want to ask Greg, if you had sent me an email, I want to confirm before I open it and make sure it's just not a...
Okay, Alan. Well, you did break up a little when you were asking Greg the question. You want to repeat the question about over?
Yes, I just wanted to confirm.
CBS net and W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. It is a fine morning. Sun is shining bright. It's about 70 degrees out there right now. It was a little cooler earlier today, but hey, it's going to get warmer. And it looks like summer is finally starting to dig in, which is going to be nice. Haven't got much to report. Had a good day yesterday. Hope today will be good. And hopefully the weekend will work out fine. So we will be busy tomorrow, that's for sure. And we're glad to see all the people coming to take their tests. And hopefully they'll all pass. I know they'll all pass because they've been studying. So that's going to be the greatest thing going. So back to net. This is AC2T. Bob, you have it. W2BOB.
KC2EMG.
Hey, good morning, Bob. KC2EMG with us. Very good. We have you on the list. And it is a big list this morning. Okay, very good, Paul. And yeah, we hope everybody passes as well. And we, again, appreciate your being a volunteer examiner for so many sessions. So with that, over to George, K2BIE, and I guess you're all studied up, George, and we wish you the very best on the exam. This is W2BOV with CBS Net. Go ahead, George.
Bob, can you hear me from this location?
A little marginal, George. There's some noise in there, and someone's keying up.
I'll make it brief. Thank you.
George, it was all noise. We couldn't understand a word you said.
Okay, I guess I have to move to another one. That used to be a sweet spot. Right, bear with me, please. B2BOBK2BIE. I'm just saying, tomorrow I will hopefully be with Paul for the examination, because that's what I want to get. I want that amateur extra very badly. And I hope that I'm in a better location now. I want to thank you and all the other members of the NET for your support. And I will report fully to you on Monday. W2BOB in the group, K2BIE.
Okay. Yeah, that was the sweet spot. You were loud and clear that time. But the previous transmission, your voice just went away and all we got was noise. So, all right. Good luck tomorrow, George. We all wish you the very best. And with that, let's go to John, N2NBR, next for his transmission. This is W2BOB with the CBS retirees.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Weather here is beautiful, although it's a bit chilly for me. 62 degrees here in northern Westchester. 61% humidity and 30.003. And steady, with a possible prediction of rain for later. And let's see what else we got here. Wind is at zero. Last time it blew, it was at the west, west-northwest, actually, which is a sign for my direction here that it's going to be chilly for the rest of the day as long as the wind comes in that direction. So, anyhow... again, good morning, everybody, and with that, I'll send it back to you, Bob, W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
Okay, very good, John, N2NBR, W2BOB with the CBS Net, and I made a note. I wanted to tell you that yesterday on the Farm Net cable channel, they had trains and locomotives, the seasonal series, and they covered the what used to be the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad through Colorado, and we covered every inch of that right of way from Denver all the way out to Grand Junction and in between and up and down. But anyway, they featured the California Zephyr going on some of these grades, a single track, by the way. And some of the grades were very, very steep. At one point, they entered a helper locomotive, which still was labeled Rio Grande. And I got a big charge out of that. The rest, of course, was Amtrak. But very long train. There must have been 10 or 12 passenger cars, plus about four mail cars, you know, which are box cars with just one door. So... anyway, it's a very good series, and it is being repeated, so if you get that channel on cable vision, you might want to check it out. Alrighty, let's go over to WA2ZNT is next. This is W2BOB with the CBS Net. Go ahead, Josephine.
W2BOB and the CBS Net, WA2ZNT. Good morning, all. Nice long list today. That's very nice. And, I don't have much to add, but thank you very much for looking it up. Maybe there's a different title, and I don't know what it is. But that's all right. Thank you for trying there. So we missed the bus, the White Rabbit line. Maybe it went to Alice in Wonderland. All right. That's very humorous in a way. I'm glad you took the time to look in the book. And we'll come up with another one. Anyway, nothing much new to report, so I'll turn it back to you, since it's a nice long list and can hear everybody. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, very good. Yeah, sorry about that, but, you know, the book is pretty accurate, but unfortunately, they didn't record the White Rabbit line. I think you had mentioned who was featured on that program. Do you have a name you can give me, a name or two?
Yes, I had mentioned Milton Cross. He was the announcer and part of the staff, and Madge Tucker, the lady. I'm not exactly sure what they said, but they were there leading the crew. It was a children's program, so there must have been other voices. But those are the two that stayed in my mind. So I don't know if there's anything else under them. Of course, Milton Cross narrated the operas on WQXR, or was it on NBC before they went to QXR? I'm not sure. I didn't. Those early years are kind of dim to me. Maybe I wasn't old enough to get them all. But the point is, I thought it was in the high 30s and 40s. But whatever. Or maybe you could find Milton Cross anyway. I don't know if he has a name with other productions, possibly. So that's all right. Those are the two names, Madge Tucker. And I don't know if that was her name on the program or her real name, who played the part. So one or the other. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, very good, Joe. Yeah, Milton Cross was quite famous in New York, of course, as you pointed out, for the narrating the opera broadcasts of QXR. So, and he had a great voice. All righty, let's go to Vinny now, KD2CYX. This is the CBS Net and W2BOB. Go ahead, Vin.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Good morning, all. I hope everyone is well. A couple of things. There was a wonderful news blurb the other day. It was about an admiral. Maybe you heard of him or saw it on the news. An admiral, William H. McRaven, who gave a commencement address at the University of Texas in Austin, and he was that was his alma mater, by the way. And he was the lead. Let me see, what does it say? He was the he led the mission to get Bin Laden, back a couple of years ago, and a tremendous a speech he gave on ten lessons from an admiral that he learned during his course in the service, and most of it was learned when he was going through SEAL training. And very enlightening, very interesting, and it's great for young people to listen to. You could Google him and get the speech. It's in writing, and it's also a video of him giving the speech. So if you get a chance, I would look it up. It's very entertaining. And Bob, I wanted to ask you a question. Does the name I'm trying to think of his name now. It's a neighbor I used to live here. And he worked for CBS, and it went past my mind the other day, and I was wondering if you happen to know him. John Galluzzi, he worked for CBS. I think he was in facilities. He did a lot of the sets. He handled designing, I don't know about designing, but, setting up the sets for television programs. So with that, back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good, Ben. KD2CYX, W2BOB, and the name is it does ring a bell, but there were 840 people working in New York City alone in the technical area of CBS when I was there, so I'm sure that name is very familiar. So, but if he did sets, he was probably a member of the IAFC, which is the stagehands union that did all the sets. And unless he designed them, one of the designers lived out here on Long Island,
I forget his name, but he was very well known. Having worked on the Guiding Light, you know, they had every day they had a different set, so we got to know the stagehands quite well as they were setting up and tearing down. And what I always liked about the IAPSE union, not that I have any dislikes for the IBEW, which both I belong to and all the other engineering personnel at CBS, but of course Alan and John belonged to IBEW when they worked at WPIX. At any rate, the stagehands, if they had, some of them had two and three jobs. They would work in television during the day and they'd work on Broadway at night. I don't know where they slept. But they would rent, a group of them would rent an apartment in the city so that they would be very close to their workplace. And they, at a moment's notice, they would be available. So, but what I really liked about their contract is they would be.